There are three types of van der Waal forces. The easiest to explain are the dipole-dipole interactions. These will exist between two molecules which have polarity. The slightly negative end of one molecule will attract the slightly positive end of another molecule. For example, the polar molecule sulfur dioxide has a slightly negative end near the oxygen atoms and a slightly positive end near the sulfur atom. These oppositely charged ends will attract each other in neighbouring molecules. A nonpolar molecule such as chlorine molecules is a bit more difficult to understand the interaction. With the chlorine molecule, where both atoms are identical in electronegativity, on average the electrons will spend equal amount of time at each end of the bond. However, at any one instant there may be two electrons at one end of the bond. This will create a temporary dipole in the bond. That temporary dipole can then induce a temporary dipole in its neighbouring molecules. There will be then a very weak interaction between the oppositely charged ends of these molecules. This type of interaction is called a dispersion force. A far stronger van der Waal force exists when you have a hydrogen atom bonded to either a fluorine, oxygen or nitrogen. The great variation in their electronegativities leads to an extremely polar bond, such that the hydrogen is almost like a proton hanging off the end. This hydrogen can then be very strongly attracted to a lone pair of electrons on a fluorine, oxygen or nitrogen in a neighbouring molecule. This type of interaction is called a hydrogen bond and is very, very strong, almost one-tenth of the strength of a primary bond. This leads to the very unique properties of a chemical such as water. Water has a very high melting and boiling point due to its hydrogen bonding which occurs between molecules. Your textbook has many examples of applications of hydrogen bonds in nature. For example, DNA could only exist due to hydrogen bonding between hydrogens and lone pairs of electrons in nitrogen and oxygen. Remember that a hydrogen bond exists between molecules. You do need the hydrogen bonded to fluorine, oxygen or nitrogen within a molecule, but the actual intermolecular force occurs between molecules.